Hi, this is Mariah Nichols from Unpacking Disability, and I am continuing with a three-week series in about the space in which my brother Dana was in his coma. So today is August 22nd, 2016. Being in limbo, caught in a waiting space, confusing fog that blanketed my reality, and my kids living wholly in the moment. Here's a photo of Moxie lying inside of a drawer in the hotel room and Mac looking pretty guilty. Soaking up the moment, enjoying the bagels. A picture of Mac eating bagels and Moxie laughing. Playing everywhere, anywhere they could. A picture of Jesus and Moxie and Mac holding on to the statue and looking up and laughing. They were not allowed in to see Dana. Their spaces were strictly limited to the public arenas, public areas. Sometimes, though, I just wondered what it might have been like if they had been able to see him. It's difficult to say. On one hand, Dana, so full of innate glee and childlike delight in life itself, may have responded to their presence. Maybe they could have pulled him out. On the other hand, I didn't know where Dana was. For the first time in my life, I couldn't feel him. The only thing I truly could feel was a sense of stillness, that the world was on pause. I felt like maybe that meant that Dana was spiritually recharging, rejuvenating, that he was connected, like the Borg, to his regeneration unit. There's some photos then of Moxie and Mac playing with Play-Doh, playing. Their needs distracted me. Sometimes I was resentful because all I wanted to do was sit next to Dana. I needed to be tethered somehow, and that is exactly what they did for me, to me. So there was gratitude mixed in with that. A whole bucket full of mixed emotions. There's a picture of Mac in his swimsuit by the pool holding a pine cone, a crushed pine cone. The hotel we were staying at didn't just offer discounts to hospital or ICU-connected families. It offered discounts to members of a local super church. A super church, by the way, is a super-sized church, one of those mega churches, the likes of which one usually sees in the Bible Belt. They tend to be pretty conservative, literal, and they have a high sheen of Vegas gloss over their sermons. We became friends with this girl and enjoyed playing with her during the time she was attending her church. The kids loved playing with her. I was fascinated by her accounts of the church. Here's a picture of her playing with the kids. She said she'd put in a call for prayer for Dana. I appreciated that. I like the idea of all those thousands of people praying for him. There's a picture of Moxie in the hotel room. That's all for today, August 22nd. Thanks for joining me.